Divine Office, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Truth has arisen from the earth, and justice has looked down from the heavens.
Truth has arisen from the earth, and justice has looked down from the heavens.
O Lord, you once favored your land and revived the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the guilt of your people and covered all their sins. You averted all your rage. You calmed the heat of your anger.
Revive us now, God, our helper. Put an end to your grievance against us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger never cease?
Will you not restore again our life, that your people may rejoice in you? Let us see, O Lord, your mercy, and give us your saving help.
I will hear what the Lord God has to say. A voice that speaks of peace. Peace for his people and his friends and those who turn to him in their hearts. His help is near for those who fear him, and his glory will dwell in our land.
Mercy and faithfulness have met. Justice and peace have embraced. Faithfulness shall spring from the earth and justice look down from the heavens.
The Lord will make us prosper, and our earth shall yield its fruit. Justice shall march before him, and peace shall follow his steps.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Truth has arisen from the earth, and justice has looked down from the heavens.
Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy. There is truth.
Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy. There is truth.
I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. Through all ages, my mouth will proclaim your truth. Of this I am sure, that your love lasts forever, that your truth is firmly established as the heavens.
With my chosen one, I have made a covenant. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your dynasty forever and set up your throne through all ages.
The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord. The assembly of your holy ones proclaims your truth. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord, or who is like the Lord among the sons of God?
A God to be feared in the council of the holy ones, great and dreadful to all around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is your equal? You are mighty, O Lord, and truth is your garment.
It is you who rule the sea in its pride. It is you who still the surging of its waves. You crushed the monster Rahab and killed it, scattering your foes with your mighty arm.
The heavens are yours, the world is yours. It is you who founded the earth and all it holds. It is you who created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon shout with joy at your name.
Yours is a mighty arm, O Lord. Your hand is strong, your right hand ready. Justice and right are the pillars of your throne. Love and truth walk in your presence.
Happy the people who acclaim such a king, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who find their joy every day in your name, who make your justice the source of their bliss.
For you, O Lord, are the glory of their strength. By your favor it is that our might is exalted, for our ruler is in the keeping of the Lord, our king in the keeping of the Holy One of Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy. There is truth. He himself will call out to me, "You are my Father. Alleluia."
He himself will call out to me, "You are my Father. Alleluia."
Of old, you spoke in a vision. To your friends, the prophets, you said, "I have set the crown on a warrior. I have exalted one chosen from the people."
I have found David, my servant, and with my holy oil anointed him. My hand shall always be with him, and my arm shall make him strong.
The enemy shall never outwit him, nor the evil man oppress him. I will beat down his foes before him and smite those who hate him.
My truth and my love shall be with him. By my name his might shall be exalted. I will stretch out his hand to the sea, and his right hand as far as the river.
He will say to me, "You are my Father, my God, the rock who saves me, and I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth."
I will keep my love for him always. For him my covenant shall last. I will establish his dynasty forever, make his throne endure as the heavens. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
He himself will call out to me, "You are my Father. Alleluia."
The Lord has made known, Alleluia.
His saving power, Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Colossians. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything, in heaven and on earth, was created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominations, principalities or powers, all were created through him and for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church, he who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. You yourselves were once alienated from him. You nourished hostility in your hearts because of your evil deeds. But now, Christ has achieved reconciliation for you in his mortal body by dying, so as to present you to God holy, free of reproach and blame. But you must hold fast to faith, be firmly grounded and steadfast in it, unshaken in the hope promised you by the gospel you have heard. It is the gospel which has been announced to every creature under heaven, and I, Paul, am its servant. Even now I find my joy in the suffering I endure for you. In my own flesh I fill up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, the church. I became a minister of this church through the commission God gave me to preach among you his word in its fullness, that mystery hidden from ages and generations past, but now revealed to his holy ones. God has willed to make known to them the glory beyond price which this mystery brings to the Gentiles, the mystery of Christ in you, your hope of glory. This is the Christ we proclaim, while we admonish all men and teach them in full measure of wisdom, hoping to make every man complete in Christ. For this I work and struggle, impelled by that energy of his, which is so powerful a force within me. I want you to know how hard I am struggling for you and for the Laodiceans and the many others who have never seen me in the flesh. I wish their hearts to be strengthened and themselves to be closely united in love, enriched with a full assurance by their knowledge of the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom every treasure of wisdom and knowledge is hidden. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Christ is the head, and the church is his body. He is the firstborn of the dead.
So that in every way, The primacy is his.
Before anything came into being, he existed. He holds all things in unity.
So that in every way, the primacy is his.
From a treatise on the refutation of all heresies by Saint Hippolytus, priest. Our faith is not founded upon empty words, nor are we carried away by mere caprice or beguiled by specious arguments. On the contrary, we put our faith in words spoken by the power of God, spoken by the Word himself at God's command. God wished to win man back from disobedience, not by using force to reduce him to slavery, but by addressing to his free will a call to liberty. The Word spoke first of all through the prophets, but because the message was couched in such obscure language that it could be only dimly apprehended, in the last days the Father sent the Word in person, commanding him to show himself openly so that the world could see him and be saved. We know that by taking a body from the Virgin, he refashioned our fallen nature. We know that his manhood was of the same clay as our own. If this were not so, he would hardly have been a teacher who could expect to be imitated. If he were of a different substance from me, he would surely not have ordered me to do as he did, when by my very nature I am so weak. Such a demand could not be reconciled with his goodness and justice. No, he wanted us to consider him as no different from ourselves, and so he worked, he was hungry and thirsty, he slept. Without protest, he endured his passion. He submitted to death and revealed his resurrection. In all these ways, he offered his own manhood as the first fruits of our race to keep us from losing heart when suffering comes our way, and to make us look forward to receiving the same reward as he did, since we know that we possess the same humanity. When we have come to know the true God, both our bodies and our souls will be immortal and incorruptible. We shall enter the kingdom of heaven because while we lived on earth, we acknowledged heaven's King. Friends of God and co-heirs with Christ, we shall be subject to no evil desires or inclinations, or to any affliction of body or soul, for we shall have become divine. It was because of our human condition that God allowed us to endure these things. But when we have been deified and made immortal, God has promised us a share in his own attributes. The saying, "Know yourself," means, therefore, that we should recognize and acknowledge in ourselves the God who made us in his own image. For if we do this, we in turn will be recognized and acknowledged by our Maker. So let us not be at enmity with ourselves, but change our way of life without delay. For Christ, who is God, exalted above all creation, has taken away man's sin and has refashioned our fallen nature. In the beginning, God made man in his image, and so gave proof of his love for us. If we obey his holy commands and learn to imitate his goodness, we shall be like him and he will honor us. God is not beggarly, and for the sake of his own glory, he has given us a share in his divinity.
The Word was made man and lived among us.
We have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
He was seen on earth and lived among men.
We have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Through all the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people. But with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you. We
praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that the newness of the nativity in the flesh of your only begotten Son may set us free, for ancient servitude holds us bound beneath the yoke of sin. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.